Hey guys, what's going on? Chris Ree with Fantasy Elite. Today is September 26th, and wanted to do an update about what's going on with the Shenanigans League. We are already into week four, which is pretty crazy. Time is definitely flying over the past 3 weeks. Going to go through my lineup, talk about some of the changes that I've made over the past couple weeks. Just a reminder to everyone about this league, it is a one quarterback, two running back, two wide receivers, one tight end, and two flexes with a DST. So the two flexes, kind of an unusual thing. You don't see a ton of those leagues, but we do have two flexes to kind of keep in mind as we go through the conversation. So talk about the standings. Actually, first in the league, end up having the high score. I think the score on week one was 168 or 169. So it was a pretty wild week. End up getting that the bonus. We do a bonus each week. So if you have the high score of the league, then you get a bonus each week throughout the regular season. So that was pretty cool to get that on week one. Ended up winning pretty close matches or pretty close games week two and week three. But I'll go through my lineup real quick, just kind of give some random observations about some of these players. I might mention some other players, but just want to keep this pretty condensed and to the point. But right now, my lineup, as it sits right now, is Andy Dalton at quarterback, Melvin Gordon, Sony Michel, Michael Thomas, Tyreek Hill, Zach Ertz, Mike Williams, John Brown, and Seahawks D. I end up picking up Seahawks D. They are going to be going up against Arizona. And Josh Rosen has been confirmed as the starting quarterback this week. So I do like the Seahawks D. They actually kind of rounded into form at home. The one thing is they are going to be on the road, which obviously you'd rather be playing them when they're at home. But I do like the matchup with them going up against a rookie quarterback. So that's a good streaming option if they haven't already been picked up in your league, but I'm almost 100% they've more than likely already been picked up because today is Wednesday and it was waiver Wednesday. The only other player that I had a waiver claim out there for was Christian Kirk. I think he's pretty interesting. I think he had seven targets. I think he had seven catches on seven targets, maybe eight targets. But nice efficiency this past week. And then, you know, Fitz is obviously not Fitz this year. He's got 1 foot out the door after a brilliant career, but he could emerge as it possibly, you know, pressuring for that wide receiver one position. Obviously not in a great offense, but I put a couple dollars out there. Actually, it was funny. I bid $5, and Joey, if you're listening, man, you bid $5 too, but you had the tiebreaker to grab one. So I thought that was kind of funny that we bid the same. So the only pickup I had was Seahawks D. I do have Cam Newton on the bench because Carolina's on a bye. My bench looks like this. I've got Corey Davis, Cam Newton, as mentioned. I'm still holding on to Dez Bryant. I'm not even sure why. I think it's a little bit of a pipe dream kind of deal there. Quincy Enunwa, Jordan Wilkins, Alfred Morris, and Vance McDonald. This past week, before the Week 3 game, I did a trade with Joey. Shout out to Joe. Pretty even trade. In my opinion, I think it helped both of us out on both sides of it. But I ended up sending Lamar Miller and Deion Lewis for Alfred Morris and Zach Ertz. So it helped me significantly because I lost, for two reasons. Number one, Jack Doyle got hurt and was out last week. So it was a perfect fill-in for me to get Zach Ertz to take his place. But I ended up just getting rid of Jack Doyle. I'm just not liking the vibe right now from Andrew Luck. And then also Eric Ebron being there has been more of a nuisance than I thought it would be coming into the season. So I'm just not dealing with it. He's not on my squad anymore. I just don't want to sit on and hold a tight end just to hold one. So I actually dropped him. So it just kind of depends on your roster construction if that's beneficial for your situation. But anyway, so I picked up Zach Ertz and plugged him in, had a decent week. You know, obviously above average week if you're only scoring 10 points in a half PPR league at the tight end position. So I love having a tight end stud now, locked and loaded each week, not having a stream. Actually, just looking at this, I just forgot. I picked up Vance McDonald as well, just in case I end up using Zach Ertz in a trade package. So we'll just kind of have to see how that plays out. A couple of notables. Just wanted to mention a couple of these players that's on my team right now. Number one, Andy Dalton should be a top streamer this week. So if Andy Dalton's still sitting on your waiver wire, maybe you're in a 10-team league and no one's picked him up yet, Andy Dalton should have a good week this week at Atlanta. Atlanta's defense is pretty atrocious, and it's going to be in the dome. So I think this could be a high-scoring game of them and the Saints. By the way, for those that don't know, I'm a Saints fan, and they put up over 80 points combined this past week. So think that can be a shootout. So I do like Andy Dalton. He can be careless at times. He can throw interceptions, but he's gonna really have to chuck it down the field. I guess the one caveat going into this week is AJ Green's injury, but he does have other weapons that can step up as well. So I do like Andy Dalton as a streamer this week if you're in a 10-team league and he's sitting there on the bench. And just going straight down the list, I've got Melvin Gordon. Melvin Gordon's been incredible. He's been just a stud. I think he's third in half point PPR, so he's been great. Picked him up at the end of round one. I'm RB2 right now, sitting at the RB2 position to Sony Michel. I know he had a obviously the stat line doesn't look good. New England was awful. And New England is reminding me of when they did this when they got destroyed by Kansas City. Basically, two times the past, 5 or 6 years, like Kansas, they've lost to Kansas City, and they said, okay, Tom Brady's old, everybody's falling apart, and New England's not the same, and this is the end. So it's kind of the same story here with New England. I do like Sony Michel because he got, I think he got 18 touches last game, and he actually had a couple other targets that there was a miscommunication, a couple of those plays, and some dump-offs. But it looks like they have more faith in him. Then, of course, James White is just going to be a PPR, kind of just a third down situation, or if they're going to be down 2 or 3 scores to throw the ball a lot. But I really do like Sony Michel, and I think this offense is still potentially one of the best in the league. They just obviously haven't shown it. They haven't been clicking. And I think Rex Burkhead is just Rex Burkhead. He's always hurt. He cannot stay on the field. I know people spent a 6th-round draft pick on him, but I was just concerned with his ability to stay on the field. We don't predict injuries, but you know, I just felt like the 6th round or even 7th round was a little high there, because there's a lot of uncertainty. Next for my wide receiver one's been Michael Thomas. He's been incredible. He's a number one wide out in fantasy right now. So if you have Michael Thomas, you've been crushing it. He's been incredible. He missed a touchdown in overtime. He caught a pass. I think that he got tackled at the 3-yard line. In overtime, so he would have had just an absolute monster game. But even without a touchdown, he had 10 catches, ended up scoring right around like 17 points. So Michael Thomas has been amazing. Not much else to say there. Tyreek Hill, got Tyreek Hill too. I mean, so I got two of the top three receivers in half-point PPR. Now, he had a down week this week. He only had 6 points, but that's going to be Tyreek Hill. I mean, when I drafted him, he fell a little bit in our draft. I really didn't like him a lot coming into the draft, but he fell a few spots. And I like him, especially if you the reason I picked him up was that we get the bonus. We get weekly bonus. So if you have the high score of the league, as I mentioned earlier, you do get paid. And with Tyreek Hill, you know, he's like a 6-pointer or maybe a 30-plusser sometimes. So, like, you know, he's going to be very volatile. I think week one he got 36 points because he also had a run back, a punt return touchdown. So he is going to be a very volatile player, but I love that offense in Kansas City. Number one offense in the league. Pat Mahomes is insane. Unfortunately, I did not draft him in this league. I did draft him in my other league. But Tyreek Hill has been pretty incredible. But he's going to be very volatile. So that's just something you got to understand. And that's part of your roster construction. I mentioned I have Zach Ertz. I wanted to have a plug and go tight end, and was able to grab him. So I have in a 12-team league have quite a few studs. So I would say top 5 studs as of right now. I've got 5 of them. So, I mean, everything's kind of running out pretty well for the most part. And my flexes are pretty interesting. I've got John Brown. John Brown, I think I drafted him in the 13th round. He's been pretty solid. I mean, for that price, he's been amazing. So, I mean, he really is. I mean, he's vying for the number one wideout spot in Baltimore. It's him and Crabtree, and he's gotten a lot. I think he had 10 targets this past week. So, you know, John Brown has been very, very consistent. So hopefully you drafted him in your league. And if he's on the waiver wire somehow in a 10-team league, I don't know how he could be. But if he is, that's one you definitely want to look at and try and pick up to add to your wide receiver depth. Mike Williams is sitting in my flex position. Unfortunately, I didn't play him last week. I just thought he'd be a little volatile and more touchdown dependent. And he was. And he was. Because he had 2 touchdowns and he had 4 catches, but ended up scoring almost 23 fantasy points. So Phillip Rivers is really looking for him in the red zone. So I love the upside there. And he hasn't ran as many routes, I believe, as Tyrell Williams, but that needs to change. And I would think that he would be on the field a little bit more and get more target share moving forward because of the success that he has had. And he's just been he's been really hard to handle on the outside. And he really is a talent. He was drafted, I think, 7th last year in the draft. And again, on my bench, I've got Corey Davis sitting on the bench. Tennessee's offense is awful. It is atrocious. And that's why I wanted to get rid of Deion Lewis. I just did not have faith in him consistently throughout the year. He did have that big game opening week. But I just, and plus, you have the timeshare with Derrick Henry, so it's kind of a mess. Talk about Cam. Cam has been incredible. The rushing creates just such a high floor for him. I end up drafting him in the 7th round, although I wish I would have waited for Drew Brees and taken him, but because I am a Saints fan too. But no regrets having Cam here as a quarterback. We talk about Dez. Then Anunua was pretty. It's kind of interesting just because he's the number one wideout and by far the most consistent wideout on the Jets, and he definitely is a security blanket for. Sam Bradford, Sam Darnold. So that's going to be interesting to see if the target share continues to if he can still get 7 to 9 targets a week, sometimes double digit targets. He's going to be very solid and good, especially good bye week play if you are pretty stacked at wide receiver. Jordan Wilkins, Indiana running backs. It's a mess right now, especially when Marlon Mack comes back. So I'm not really excited about him, so I'm looking for some other bench players over the next couple weeks. Instead of grabbed Alfred Morris on that trade, not super exciting, but he's kind of there for some depth, and we mentioned Vance McDonald. So that's the lineup rundown so far through 3 weeks. Only one trade so far, but it's a really cool league and fortunate to be in first position right now with one high score. And I everybody could say, oh, I could have had 3 high scores, you know, if you changed who was on your bench, things like that. But I really messed up by not playing Mike Williams this past week. I was thinking about doing it just before the touchdown upside and to go for the high score because he's a very volatile play. So didn't take a shot there. Then I missed the high score the week before, but I think by 5 or 6 points. So definitely could be a little bit better, but, you know, we're sitting at 3-0. With the high score. I think the second place highest, the next highest scorer is around 40 points away. So that's the rundown on the Shenanigans League. I hope you guys are doing well in your fantasy leagues. And if you have a question that you would like answered, if you have a start sit or just a general, like a waiver wire question or whatever you can come up with, you can leave a voicemail on the Anchor podcast. So maybe you're listening on Spotify. Find us on we're called Fantasy Elite, and that's going to be on Anchor, and that's where you're going to see the ability to leave a voicemail. So I'd love to answer some questions, just to give some different feedback. That would be pretty cool. So I appreciate you guys spending time. Hope you guys enjoyed, and good luck in week 4.